So hi, my name is Heather Berry, and I'm an English and socials teacher at Hazleton Secondary School.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Heather. I saw a post that you made on Ask Smithers for the bottle drive, and it's not the bottle drive that caught my attention. It's actually what you're doing a bottle drive for. So could you let our listeners know what you are raising money for currently there at Hazleton?
Yes. So currently we are working on raising about $80,000 to take about 30 of our students to Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia for 2 weeks in March of 2023.
So that sounds amazing. How did you pick which students could go? Is it your class, or who are the students that are going?
So we put it out there to all of our grade 11 students, since they'll be in grade 12 next year. And it was a part of my program. Bit of a funny story. I'm teaching a novel in my course about child soldiers in developing nations. And my students were really into it. And they're like, this is great, but we can't relate. And I was like, well, then let's go there. And being a bit of a spontaneous human, I ran with it. And most of those students have signed up, and we had some applications and some write-ups about why they want to go and why they thought this was important to their development and their empathy throughout their lives. So yeah, we got about 30 that were interested.
And so you're doing a bottle drive. What else are you doing for fundraisers?
Oh, we're doing a variety of events. Some of them are just for our school, since we are working with youth. But we have a concert coming up in Hazleton that will be at a church near the hospital, and that's going to be a concert on May 27th. We also have an electronics raffle, so we're going to be raffling off a television and a Switch. And throughout the summer, we're going to be hosting youth volleyball camps and childminding. And then come August, we will be doing salmon raffles for canned salmon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, just kind of getting back to the students there, what do you think that this does for them? I mean, you mentioned about it building compassion and empathy as well. But, you know, travel at this age, it really just, it opens your mind. What are you kind of hoping that this trip does for the students that do attend?
Oh, we're pretty excited about this. It's going to be really beneficial to a lot of our students who may not have had the opportunity to travel in the past and may not in the future due to different socioeconomic struggles that a lot of our demographic has. And we also feel that it might help them to choose what career path to go into, right? Or even to decide what to do after high school, which can be really scary. Do you go to university? Do you stay and work? Maybe this will encourage them to see more of the world, right? And step outside of that bubble that we tend to live in our first world lives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also too, you know, having sort of that autonomous approach in fundraising for something that you, not only you want individually, but that you want your classmates to enjoy as well. I think that that's something that's so important, especially in youth, to get them in that community mind as well, because Hazleton is pretty, it's a small community, right?
Yes, very small. And we are raising money actually as a group. That's something that was important to us, kind of like you said, raising for our classmates. So we're not actually raising money individually, we're raising as a group. So all the money fundraised goes to everyone. And so by January of this coming year, we have to have all of our money raised for all of our students rather than just say one student who can afford to put a few thousand down. So we're doing it as a group. For the group.
That is so cool. That is such a great like sort of team building exercise, I think, for a class to do as well. Have there been any concerns about international travel after a 2-year global pandemic?
You know, yeah, we did. But we're really excited. The company we're going with is called Explorica, and they last year alone, during the height of COVID, sent 60,000 students around the world, with less than 1% of students actually contracting COVID.
So I guess let our listeners know if they want to participate in the bottle drive to, which is also, it's very convenient because I was going to go to the depot this weekend, but then I read your message. So instead I just contacted you on Facebook, but what's the best way for people to, in Smithers and Telqua right now, or actually, I guess in your area, to contact someone at your school to pick up the bottles, for the bottle drive?
That's a good question. I've just been doing it over my Facebook Messenger. We're going to be going on our spring break starting on Monday. So the best way to get in touch with me would either be to Facebook Messenger me. My name is Heather Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, or I can be contacted by email. And my work email is heather.berry@cmsc.bc.ca. And I will be checking those constantly, and I will drive wherever people need me to drive. Maybe not quick.
Heather, thanks so much. I hope that we can maybe speak, maybe even in the summer, to see how the drive is going, how the fundraising is going, and we'll catch up, because I think that this is a really, really cool opportunity for the students to have. And, you know, just the idea of travel is exciting enough right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also take suggestions. So if anyone in the public has any great fundraising ideas, I will take any ideas out there. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, too.